How are we all doing, guys?
Mitchell was soldiering through.
Yes.
Definitely haven't already been recorded for an hour and a half.
Jeff!
I heard the little cough then. I feel bad for him.
No, don't.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll get through this as painlessly as we can then. Do everything that it says down below. If this is an audio
version. Do it all.
Yep. Carry on.
Yep.
More Christmas content.
Yeah.
100 years of Christmas.
Christmas in December. I wish it could be Christmas every day.
No, maybe not. Oh, that's too expensive.
So if you can't tell by the title, these are funny Christmas party stories.
These are indeed. Yes.
Words are not with me today.
We did not find this on Reddit.
Nope. This is on the highlifenorth.com.
Reddit is a dangerous place. You should stay away from there.
Yes.
Reddit can break a man.
So shall we just start?
Mike knows.
So this first one is titled, I Really, Really Love You.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's good. Good start.
Whitney Houston, if you has got off of Wish.
A friend was in love with one of her senior colleagues who had shown no sign of liking her back. At last year's Christmas party, she was really drunk and plucked up the courage to tell him, saying, I'm really nervous to tell you this. I know this might be a shock, but I'm in love with you. He replied, I know, you told me at last year's Christmas party.
Oh, I would die of secondhand embarrassment. I would.
How old is she? Can't be saying that you're in love with someone when you don't are even going out with them.
Drunk, so you know. You tell anyone you love them. You'll tell a lamp post you love them. Because it's keeping you upright.
Well, there are some nice looking lampposts out there as well.
Slender.
I mean, look, I would say,
oh, we've all done it, but we haven't. That's the thing. No. I've never done it. I'll be honest, if I ended up at a Christmas party, 9 times out of 10, I don't like half the people there.
Well, there you go. For anyone watching. but look, the whole idea of like, wanting to be romantically linked with someone that works is like cagey enough as it is. Like, you have to be really sure to go for like anything, and even then you gotta like, depending on what you do, like you have to make it like so like scared, like careful basically is what I'm trying to go for. And to do it at a Christmas party when there's drink involved anyway.
A senior colleague. So someone is your boss.
You would have thought though, a senior colleague would have pulled her aside after the last one, or just before the next one, and said, you've already told me you love me. I do not feel the same way. Please don't say it again. It's very inappropriate.
Maybe it was like, obviously, she was drunk at the last Christmas party that he was just like, I'm not gonna bring it.
Trying to save face, isn't it? Trying to save face.
Like it didn't happen. Yeah, exactly. Rather than bring it up. But maybe
she's like, nah, fuck your feelings, bitch.
Well, if he says to her, you've told me this already last year, then he don't care about her feelings anyway.
Don't forget, this is illness, Mitch. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So anyways, moving on swiftly. The next one is, was it all a dream?
It was all a dream.
I don't actually remember what happened. So my story is based on what colleagues told me and continue to tell me.
That's never a good sign, is it? Let's be honest.
I boasted to my boss that I could do 10 shots of vodka in a row. Taught the secretary how to slut drop.
Oh, okay.
Told the colleague no one likes that no one liked her.
That
and woke up at 3 a.m. in the back of a in the back open back part of a truck with absolutely no recollection of what happened. I then took a selfie of myself in said truck to later prove why I was late to work. And yes, I still do have that selfie.
Good night. Okay.
yeah, sounds like a sesh, to be fair.
I mean, I want to know if they actually did the 10 vodka shots in a row.
I want to know.
All he just said was, I told my boss that I could do 10 shots in a row.
Yeah, it sounds you're just chatting. It sounds like you're just chatting final, bruv, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I want to know if this person is male or female, basically for the slut drop. And
I'm gonna go with female.
I want to make the story even better and make it a male.
Yeah.
What if they identify as neither?
Well, there you go. It doesn't actually specify. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just being a knobhead.
Okay.
Yeah. Either way.
Either way, they had a fantastic night.
They had
Yeah, and if they're still employed, then fair enough.
Hey,
not many people could probably slut drop and get away with it, so congratulations.
What do you expect at a work Christmas do?
Yeah.
True.
True. Feel bad for those colleagues that everyone hates.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
So next on the list, Dutch courage.
Oh, no.
I felt slightly uncomfortable at my first Christmas party. So what do you do when you feel uncomfortable? Drink. And boy, did I drink. I remember sitting in a quiet bar near the end of the night, telling people exactly what I thought of them. Oh, I told one lady I thought she was a brown noser. I then remember being in the hotel room with all our other colleagues and our CEO. I was dressing him up like a Christmas tree. I think I had stolen all of the Christmas decorations from the hotel to do this. I woke up at 4 a.m. spooning another staff member with people scattered everywhere in a hotel room. I spent the day having flashbacks, not knowing which were real.
Damn. That sounds like a great work party. Like the fact that everyone's put up in the hotel and the CEO was there and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's mad. That's mad.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So again, don't sound too bad. Other than
I've heard worse.
Yeah,
I mean, telling people the truth basically when you're drunk,
when they're a brown noser.
Yeah,
a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
Yes,
that do be the problem.
Indeed,
do be the problem.
The next one is called Taxi with loads of ice.
Oh, someone get nutmegs.
Taxi!
Someone get nutmegs.
So I got so drunk at our first staff Christmas party that I rang my partner to come and pick me up, only to immediately forget I'd asked and got in a taxi home. I left my phone on the wall where I was sat, and he waited in town for over an hour for me. I had a lot of making up to do the next day.
Gulk, gulk.
Yeah.
So Image said yes. Okay, I said it.
Yeah.
He said yeah.
Yeah.
That's just. Oh, could you imagine that though? Well, I mean, I can't because I don't drive. But do you imagine? Imagine it, Dave. Over an hour, just sat there.
Imagine you had a phone call off your wife saying, "Come pick me up. I'm here. I'll be waiting." And then you get there, but she's already at home. But there's no way to contact her because her phone is still on that wall.
How pissed you can be. How pissed you can be. You'll be fuming, innit?
Yeah. I'd hope that she'd be at home. Because, you know.
But you're in a predicament, though, ain't you? Because you're like, I'm going to wait here just in case she's still here.
Yeah.
Because you won't know that she's at home unless you have a landline, which not many people
have. Who the fuck has a landline, bruv?
So that's the issue.
Where's the landline now?
Or just jump on your laptop and WhatsApp them and say, "I'm at home, by the way. Where are you?"
Yeah, I'm home now. Where's you at?
So Wrong, new number. Who this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. So the next one is Black Eyed Friday.
Oh.
We had a good fight. About 30 people. At the bar that our party was hosted at. Then my manager vomed and passed out. And someone stole his Gucci belt.
This is from this country. There's no one else that would use vomed. There's no one else. This is from this country.
I mean, it was hosted at a bar, so, you know, and 30 people fighting.
But no, that for me, it's the vomed. It's vomed. That's what it is.
I wonder how the hell did they manage to get his belt off of him.
What they do is you unbuckle it. And
yeah, then you pull it maybe you have to turn him around a bit. Or even just pull it off him.
Well, if it's that, well, he passed out, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're the manager at a work party. You've got, you know.
Especially if you've been a dickhead for the year as well.
Yeah. You're relying on your staff, who you've been a dick to all year, to look after you.
Yeah, it's probably in your best interest to kind of like not drink that much.
Yeah, stay on your toes, bruv.
Get some training in.
I had to mention it was a Gucci belt too.
I had to mention it
was a £300 belt. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Probably that's why they took it, because you didn't pay them enough and you got a fucking Gucci belt, you cunt.
The next one is Let's Get Personal.
Let's Get Personal. Yeah,
personal. I was living in a job.
Personal.
My friend got so drunk that she ended up going round the party asking all the women there if their husbands or boyfriends were circumcised. And all the men if they themselves were circumcised.
Ah.
Hmm.
I mean, how would you get... Think, you know what? I'm going to ask everyone. Turtleneck.
From what I understand, there are some.
Have you got a turtleneck?
Yeah, turtleneck or none.
From what I understand, there are some women that are very used to either one or the other kind of thing. So when they find out the other exists, they are amazed that said exists. So yeah. But I imagine that this person probably got drunk and then
found out. Women, tell us your experiences.
And then found out that information, and then proceeded to like amazingly ask everyone, because if they found out this information for the first time, then obviously everyone must find out this information for the first time.
Did you know they come in types? Did you know that one comes with a silencer? I didn't know this. Can't relate, but you know.
The next one, I can still do it. Watch.
Oh.
We're watching.
Is this gonna be about self fellatio?
Is this from Marilyn Manson?
No. I decided to brag about my past as a gymnast.
Oh no.
Then proceeded to do a backflip in the office lobby, woke up with rug burn on my forehead.
Oh,
that
you
means
you must have ate so much shit for you to wake up with rug burns. Nah, you ate shit. You face planted hard. And now you know what the worst thing is? They just laughed at you.
Yeah.
They just laughed at you. You face planted hard. You're going to come into work and they're going to be like, oh, look, it's carpet boy. Just laying there out of cold.
It's the rug doctor.
It's Flippy Doodah.
It's the backflip kid. Here he is. Nah, I couldn't. I wouldn't come in for like 2 weeks. The next time I'd come in, I'd set something up for it to happen to someone else so that they got the nickname and not me. Like someone sets the work kitchen on fire, and then they get like a nickname and you're like, ah, yeah, yeah. Remember when that happened to him? Yeah. So they don't get affected by it. You know what I mean?
Deflection.
Yeah. Best tactic.
Pew, pew.
So we've got two left. So we're okay. Steaming through these. But please bear with me, because this next one is a long one.
Bear
Plus
with.
One disaster. That's what the title's called.
Okay, plus so someone brought a plus one and it was a disaster, I'm guessing.
I used to work for a high-end fashion brand, and every year they held a Christmas party at a swanky locale in London. I brought my boyfriend along. We got dressed to the nines, and all my colleagues and their significant others went to the event in a party van. It was beautiful and luxurious and full of important people. So clearly, my boyfriend thought it was the perfect place to take copious amounts of shots and get really drunk.
There's gonna be a stripper pole or something involved.
This is gonna be the best story. This is gonna be the best one.
He got so drunk that on the van ride back, he passed out and vomited numerous times all over the floor because we were in a moving vehicle. His vomit spread around with each bump and turn, eventually splashing on my colleague's designer shoes. Guess who had to clean up the mess, which had covered the majority of the van when our journey ended? Me. Side note, we are no longer together.
Oh, well, man. What geezer. My man saw an opportunity and he took it.
I'm guessing because it was a high-end fashion brand, that was a free bar, and he took advantage of that free bar.
Can't blame him.
I mean,
it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let the man enjoy himself, bruv.
I mean, why didn't they pull over in the van and let him out, and so he didn't like?
Why didn't someone give him a plastic bag?
Why didn't someone give him to something and he had Gucci and Versace on there with a bag? Has anyone got a Topshop bag?
Has anyone got one of the little brown bags? No.
Has anyone got a bag that hasn't got a mortgage on it?
Can I borrow someone's Birkin quickly?
I feel bad for the guy, if that's
the reason they're not together, then for good luck, good for him. Yeah. Good riddance. Sack her off. Sounds like a bitch anyway.
Yeah.
Get wrecked, scrub.
And finally, the last one is titled Just Know.
Oh, that's never a good title.
Mm-mm.
They stopped our parties because two co-workers got drunk and wanted to fight in the parking lot. The sales secretary, also drunk, was offered to show her boobs to the people on the dance floor.
Free tits, not bad.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Get a load of these baubles. Woody! Well, to be fair, when you said snow, I instantly went to somewhere.
No, just snow. Just snow.
I thought you said just snow, and that's why I was like, excuse me.
No, just snow.
Maybe it's just a...
I mean, a fight at a work party is like, you know,
standard procedure.
Yeah.
Is a year's worth of pent-up rage, and then there's alcohol. Mm. Ding, ding. Ring that bell.
The sales secretary was single, I want to say.
I don't think it matters, but she's offering a shirt. I don't think it matters. Christmas is coming.
So am I in a minute.
Yeah.
Debt the fucking horse.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I wish I had crazy Christmas stories like that, but no.
No. No.
Well, no, I can't have my drink.
Exactly.
I to be fair, I didn't drink last time. I didn't waste my time. Didn't drink. Could be asked.
But I also did, Christmas dudes, they tend to water down the alcohol now.
Well, to be fair, they didn't have a how would you know you didn't turn up?
It was. I have to say this year's was better.
I made it. I surprised many a person. I made a special appearance.
Yeah.
He didn't even have an intro music coming in.
It was great because when Dave turned up, he just pointed an umbrella at me from a distance and went, I did not fucking expect that to be here.
Literally what I said. I did not expect that.
Yeah. It was nice for people to be surprised to see me and not be like, ugh. Well, no one said it to me anyway, so.
Best thing is, We arrived, went straight to the bar. They were like, do you want food? I was like, no, you're right, already in.
And then they were like, yeah, you need to be sat down and away from the bar. And we were just like,
no.
Go outside then. Fuck you then, bitch. Your small self, get the fuck away from me.
I didn't hear that. I thought I just assumed we're going outside to smoke. So I just did that.
And then she was like, back... oh, you need to take your seats. And I was like, we're not eating though.
Go to the seats.
I've seen your dead starter. Get away from me. And then you brought out that dry ass roast. Dead, bruv. Dead roast. Get away from me, man. Then you want to come round to me when the roast comes out because there's two people that didn't turn up. Oh, there's an extra seat. Oh, is there now? Can I seat? Huh? Can I seat?
Yeah, nah. There was no one moving me from that bar while everyone was eating. They're gonna eat.
No, to be fair, me and Dave did prop up the bar at a certain point pretty much most of the night. So,
yeah, good times.
Good times. Well, you would know if you'd have turned up, Mitch. But next year, Mitch, me and you have got to go because Dave didn't go to. We're the only two that have not been at the same time. So
yeah, we have, all three haven't gone to a Christmas party together in a very long
if
time.
If we turn up in a Christmas party together, the world will explode.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
Dave, you get next year off.
We'll see.
Dave, you can give us the lift.
I'll give you 20 quid.
That was a rip-off, by the way, whoever done that.
Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. You can find all previous Idle Chats on all podcasting platforms. You can find all our main episodes there too. Thank you and peace.
Last episode next week of the year.